welcome back. ICT is essential these days, as the benefits it can bring, a learner cannot be overlooked. Now, to make it easier for choosing good computer software with the intention of meaningful learning to occur, I quote Jonathan, as he notes, the computer tasks that students pursue should engage active, constructive, intentional, authentic, and cooperative activities. Such are the characteristics of meaningful learning. Now, so as part of today's Technology in Schools podcast, we invite you to hear our review and critique of two of the latest instructional software programs for your child and if they do contribute to meaningful learning. Lucy joins us today from Essential Education. Lucy, a very good morning, and tell us about your software you have today.
Good morning, David. Now, recently I have been using the Learning Federation website and their resources in my studies. Today I will be critiquing the Learning Federation object, L2317, number trains. Now, basically, this learning object is a helpful drill and practice resource for early stage one students and focuses on number patterns, number orders, and counting. The object of the game is to follow the accumulative instructions to create a pattern using number trains and ordering them correctly. David Jonathan, who you previously quoted, believes that in order for students to learn meaningfully, they must be willingly engaged in a meaningful task. Now, this learning object is definitely engaging, attractive, and also appealing to these students through mainly the aesthetic design and the game format. As Jonathan encourages, this object is not about testing the student's knowledge, but rather actively engaging them in an authentic experience. Now, in relation to Jonathan's characteristics of meaningful learning, number trains definitely meets the criteria. It is also consistent with the New South Wales Stage 3 outcomes.
Okay, thanks, Lucy. But tell me, how would you personally use this software in your classroom?
I think it would be definitely beneficial to use this software in many ways in the classroom. It could be a lesson introduction, an early finishes activity, or it could even be used in an activity in a workstation structured lesson. Now, Dave, I believe that you've also done your homework. Tell us a bit about the software you are critiquing today.
Okay, it's called Destination Math. You begin by selecting a math topic you wish to learn, followed by a skill level. You're then presented with a question, accompanied by a visual reference and a voiceover to guide you through your questions. Now, its tutorial aspect comes alive throughout the activities with options explaining the question and also, most importantly, options to explain the math behind the question itself.
Okay, so is it good educational software? How can we gauge its effectiveness?
Okay, well, let's look at Roblin's criteria for software effectiveness. Is it interactive? Yes, but not extensively. Students are simply able to respond by click or type when prompted or when seeking information. Okay. Is there record keeping? Well, you see, this is where it lacks. There's no record keeping, just a continuation to the next question. Okay. I think overall, this is a good sound package, helpful to teachers, as students who can work independently will benefit from it. Destination Math does address New South Wales Board of Studies Stage 2 outcomes, though while we are on the topic, it is a American software that does at times get a bit region-specific, but I wouldn't let that deter from its pedagogic benefits.
That's some really interesting points, David. So Squires and McDougall, who we have previously mentioned, posed some really interesting questions about software in the classroom. So David, how do you think students' learning can be improved by using Destination Math?
Well, simply by its interactivity and the chance it gives a learner to review and repeat tasks and also the tutorial sessions.
They also question how would teachers use the software to improve and extend their own teaching?
Well, by allowing independent student self-study time, this leaves a more developing student's personalised time with the teacher.
Does this mean that you just let those self-study students go off alone?
No, but good question. And it actually coincides with Squire's third point, which outlines interactions between the teacher and student. Now, in this sense, the teacher will need to ensure the students are learning what is intended, by recapping and also through constant questioning. So that's it for Destination Math. Tell me, Lucy, how will your student learning be improved if your students continue to use Learning Federation's number objects based on Squire's standards?
The learning object, as I mentioned earlier, is of a drill and practice style, so it assumes that students already have been introduced with a method of counting.